All the information that I've seen with that suggests this is the right decision for farming families throughout New Zealand that are dealing with imbovis. I'm also very mindful of the fact that the emotional toll on farming families is going to get greater because the culling is going to need to carry on for some time longer. Our farmers have been on the phone to me in tears saying this needs to stop, so I have some sympathy for them, and it's great to see that the government has stepped up compensation payments that will occur a lot quicker. But I'm very mindful that farmers will need a certain person, Dairy NZ or the like, to reach out to as they work their way through this.
How difficult will it be for those farmers that have been on the phone to you in tears, knowing that they're going to have to cull their animals when they sometimes think that eradication actually isn't possible?
Yes, there's two schools of thought, and I haven't been privy to all of the scientific information from the international experts or indeed from industry. But what I've gleaned from the facts today is that industry, government and international experts say that we've got one chance to eradicate this disease. There'll be a lot of farmers that will say, phew, thank goodness, let's get on with it. And there'll be some farmers that say, we just want to get on and manage it. I'm very mindful as a farmer that this creates a very large emotional toll on farming families. Often they've bred their cows over decades, they're in love with them. It creates a lot of heartbreak to see them loading up onto the truck and going to slaughter. In effect, they're taking one for the team.
Has government come to this conclusion quickly enough?
Well, there's been some concern out there amongst farmers that it's been very slow. But the reality is this is a slow-moving disease. We didn't know how it got to New Zealand. There's no clear test until you cull the animal and hang it up and have a look at its tonsils or lymph nodes. So therein lies some of the challenges of dealing with this disease. But I'm mindful that a decision has been made, and we now need to get on and support our farming families through this.
Do you personally think it's possible to eradicate Mycoplasma bovis, granted no other country has been able to do it?
I know it will be a challenge, and I think that the government and industry will be reviewing this decision that they've made today in a few months' time. I'm very mindful of the fact that the onset of winter and also spring calving can see M. bovis rise its ugly head. There can be animals that carry this disease that until they get stressed they don't show any signs. So the plan is out now. Need to get on board and continue with the culling, but be mindful at some point in the future, in the next few months, it might be that this is too widely spread, or indeed it's outside of the core tracing back to the one or two farms where they believe it has come from.
How concerning is it that you don't yet, the MPI don't yet know where exactly it came from?
Well, they've done a lot of investigation work, and I was informed on the 21st of July, and that was the first time that MPI knew that M. bovis was indeed in New Zealand. We stepped up a very quick response, track and tracing, locking down the farms, alerted Cabinet to make sure that MPI had the resources to do the job on the ground. In terms of their investigation, it would be timely if MPI came out and updated farmers and New Zealanders where they're up to on their investigation. If they do indeed find that any individual or company has brought M. bovis knowingly into New Zealand, I would expect MPI to use the full force of the law to deal to them.
And what would that look like? What's the punishment that you think that they should deserve?
Well, you go through and have a look at the Crimes Act, or whether it's under whatever act it is, Animal Products Act, or there's numerous acts where MPI may choose to go down. I haven't been privy to understand where they're up to in their investigation, but people want to know that it is ongoing, and at some point very soon it would be appropriate for MPI to step out and say this is where we're up to.
Did the government make the right call today?
I think on balance they did. They were very mindful of the fact that some in the farming community said let's get on and try and manage this in the long term. That would have meant the cost would have been even greater than having a go at eradicating it. They had industry support, and there'll be a whole lot of farmers out there today that's saying yes, we should get on and eradicate, and there'll be a few that say we shouldn't.
But why does New Zealand need to be the only country to have ever tried to eradicate Mycoplasma bovis?
Well, we've had successes in the past with Queensland fruit fly. On three occasions we've eradicated that. It looks like we'll eradicate the pea weevil in the Wairarapa, which we will be a first around the world. And because of our island nation sort of status, we have an opportunity to try and get M. bovis free. It will be a challenge.
but I believe we should have a go.
Are you happy with that farmers are going to get the support they need from MPI and these other agencies?
What you've seen today is a clear partnership between industry and government. Industry want to work constructively with the government, and so do I. I want to be focused on solutions now. I want to be well briefed. We're going to be dealing with the MROVIS for some years to come. So it's really important that industry and government, politicians and leaders get on board and try and do as much as they can to support farming families through this.
Are you happy with the resourcing of MPI?
I'm very happy with the resourcing of MPI and what they did when I was minister. They had 100 on the ground working on this response from the day that we found out it was confirmed. Industry have offered all sorts of people and expertise to help MPI through this. It's clear that MPI needs more resourcing in terms of industry support, because this is going to mean more culling, more surveillance, more testing, more blood serum tests, more DNA tests to carry on trying to understand the spread of this disease.
Is there enough with the budget? Was it about $9 million extra MPI? Is that enough?
Yeah, that was a real concern that I had, because when we left office, biosecurity funding was at an all-time high of $250 million. We'd allocated just over $18 million in budget 2017. Mm-hmm. And the government chose to only invest about half of that in this budget, which I thought was not very appropriate, dealing with not only just this disease, but strengthening the core of the biosecurity system, which is a real focus that I had, and we would have continued to have invested more in the biosecurity system.
Do you regret the five years of non-compliance by farmers with NAIT?
Certainly with NAIT. That was brought up in 2012 when it was implemented. Now it's got about 11 million cattle using the system, about 420,000 deer, 90,000 people use NAIT. And I was hearing some rumblings, and so were industry, that it wasn't working as well as it could be working. So in 2016, a review was kicked off. That review is now public, 38 recommendations. The Minister's indicated that he wants to move fast on some of those recommendations. I've said to him, I'm happy to back the government making changes to the Act if necessary through the House. This has been a wake-up call for farmers. NAIT is all about a full tracing system through the supply chain. Farmers need to step up, so do truckies, so do stock and station agents, and processors as well.
We only had one prosecution during 5 years of non-compliance.
That's not good enough, and the challenge back...
Did you accept any responsibility for that happening on your watch?
I accept that the NAIT board should have been adhering to more compliances. How it works is they should have been passing the file on to MPI, so there's a whole lot of questions that need to be asked back to Osprey Board. Thanks, guys.